بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال وعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جبريل أن يأتيه فراث عليه حتى اشتد على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فخرج فلقيه جبريل فشكى إليه فقال إنا لا ندخل بيتا فيه كلب ولا صورة. رواه البخاري. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu narrated, Jibreel alayhi salam promised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he would come to him, but he was delayed in coming, and it made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quite anxious. He then came out of his home. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was waiting for Jibreel alayhi salam, but Jibreel alayhi salam was not coming. Because Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had promised him that I'll meet you at a certain time. And now he wasn't coming at that time, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got anxious. And when he had got anxious, now he came out of his home. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam then met him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complained about his delay, to which Jibreel alayhi salam replied, we angels do not enter a house in which there is a dog or an image. We don't enter a house where there is a dog or there is an image, a picture of some living being. So here we'll explain that a little bit further after this hadith, the next hadith. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, wa'ada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Jibreel alayhi salam fi sa'atina ya'tiyahu faja'at tilka sa'atu wa lam ya'tihi qalat wa kana biyadihi asan fattarahaha min yadihi wa huwa yaqul ma yukhlifu Allahu wa'adah ولا رسله ثم التفت فإذا جر كلب تحت سريره فقال متى دخل هذا الكلب فقلت والله ما دريت به فأمر به فأخرج فجاءه جبريل فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعدتني فجلست لك ولم تأتني فقال منعني الكلب الذي كان في بيتك إنا لا ندخل بيتا فيه كلب ولا صورة. رواه مسلم. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Jibreel alayhi salam promised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he would come to him at a certain time. So Jibreel alayhi salam promised Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he'll come to him at a certain time. The time came, but Jibreel alayhi salam did not come. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a staff in his hand, an asa in his hand, and he placed it, he threw it one side. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah and His messengers, meaning the angels, Allah Pak and His angels, His messengers, do not go back on their word. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was disturbed because when a time was given, Allah Pak and His angels, meaning those angels who are His messengers, they don't go back on their word. If they say they're coming at a certain time, they will come at a certain time. So this worried Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had an asa in his hand, he threw it one side, and he said, Allah and His angels, Allah and His messengers, do not go back on their word. He then turned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then turned around. And when he turned around, he saw a puppy dog, a small puppy, a dog, under his bed. He asked, when did this dog come in? Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha replied, by Allah, I did not even know it was here. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered that it be taken out, and then Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came in. So that small puppy was taken out of the house, and then Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came in. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, you promised to come at a certain time and I sat waiting for you but you did not come. So now when Jibreel alayhi wa sallam came in after this dog was taken out of the house, this puppy, now when Jibreel alayhi wa sallam came, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complained to him that you promised me you'll come at a certain time but you didn't come. Something we learn from here is that how careful we must be of our time. If we promise somebody we'll come at a certain time, we should be there at a certain time. This worried Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the time was given to me but he had not come. So this had worried Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, showing us that keeping time also is something very, very important. Unfortunately, with appointments and commitments, sometimes we take it very relaxed, very light. If for whatever reason we happen to be late, I phone the person and tell them, I'm going to be 2 minutes late, 5 minutes late, 10 minutes late. So then at least the person that is waiting doesn't get anxious. He understands exactly what has happened, that you were trying to come on time, but there was some delay. But a person shouldn't just leave it and come late and then later give his excuse that why I came late, or he makes up some excuse. That is not the way a Muslim behaves. A Muslim behaves like how we see what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Jibreel, that You had committed to come to me at a certain time, but why did you not come? So you promised to come at a certain time and I sat waiting for you, but you did not come. Jibreel alayhi salam replied, the dog that was in your house prevented me from coming. The dog that was in your house prevented me from coming. We angels do not enter a house in which there is a dog or an image of an animate object. Now here, why dogs prevent the malaika from coming? From firstly, which malaika don't come? We're talking, this is referring to the malaika of rahmah. Otherwise, those malaika that record a person's deeds, those malaika are there. And the angel of death also will come in the house. There was one pious person. So once somebody had told him that, what, I got a plan, I got an idea. We heard that the angel doesn't come in the house where there is a dog. So he said, I'm going to keep the dog in my house. And when I keep the dog in my house, then the angel of death won't come to me. Because the hadith says the angel doesn't come into that house. So at least I know I will be safe. So this pious person, just to give him aqli answer means to get him thinking. Not that this is the situation. Yeah, the angel of death will come. But just to give the person this aqli answer, intelligent answer, he told him, that angel of death that will take the dog's life, that same angel will take your life also. So in other words, if the dog is going to die in your house also, then that angel will take your life. Anyway, one of the reasons ulama give, that angels are very pure. Angels are very pure in their nature, and dogs are impure. So they don't keep the company of the impure. So therefore, if there is a dog that is napak in the house, which is napak, these angels don't come in the house. Ulama have given allowance, as we mentioned before, for a security dog, for a farming dog, for a hunting dog, etc. So allowance has been given for this. But even then also, they say for safety, these types of dogs, don't keep them. Although there's allowance to keep these dogs, even these types of dogs, don't keep them inside the house, keep them outside the house. Another reason why angels don't come into the house where there is an image, yesterday we explained that here a person is imitating the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Life is totally unique to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the other is as a punishment for that person, that you are doing something that is totally haram, that you are involved in picture making or you are displaying a picture in your house. Out of punishment for that person, angels, and hatred for that action, angels don't come in the house. They hate that action so much that they keep themselves away. Now let's ask ourselves, which one of us don't need rahmat in our house? We all waiting and we're all deserving and we're all wanting, not only deserving, but we're all wanting of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but yet we keeping the rahmat away by keeping the angels of rahmat away. So therefore, let us make it a point of seeing that if there's some picture, if there's some magazine, if there's some book, if there's something that's got a picture, at least take it and cover it. Don't leave it exposed. Because when you leave it exposed, then we're keeping these angels of rahmat away. One more hadith, one Abil Hayyaj, حيان بن حسين رحمة الله عليه قال قال لي علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه ألا أبعثك على ما بعثني عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا تدع صورة إلا طمستها ولا قبرا مشرفا إلا سويته رواه مسلم حضرت أبو الحياج حيان بن حسين Rahmatullahi alayhi narrated, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu said to me. So Abu Hayyaj, Hayyan ibn Hussein is saying that Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was telling me that should I not send you, or should I not I tell you, or make you do, so the way he's saying it, should I not send you to what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent me to do? Should I not send you to go and do what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent me to do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent me on a certain mission. Should I not send you on the same mission that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent me? And then he's saying, it is that you should not leave an image without obliterating it. Any image you see, destroy it, obliterate it. Don't keep that image. We mentioned that example of Hazrat Mullah Yunusab, rahmatullahi alayhi, that when he would read the newspaper, when he needed to read, otherwise he wouldn't even encourage reading it, then he would take out all those pictures, and the paper was almost left in shreds. Here we can see Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is saying the similar things. Any picture you see, obliterate it, remove it. And then he mentioned what else? The second thing, know an elevated grave without leveling it. An elevated grave without leveling it. What is meant by this? Is a grave that is very, very high. Not that how we have our grave slightly elevated. Here there is allowance for it. But here he's talking about a very, very high grave In other words, it's outstanding, so high it's made now, because there is fear that if the Qabr is so high, people might start worshipping it, people might start making tawaf to it, people might do things to this high grave that are un-Islamic, and they may border onto shirk, or it may have some taint or smell of shirk in it. So therefore, if you see any Qabr that is very high like that, then that should be reduced. There is allowance for a Qabr to be one handspan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. This hadith, the chapter is now finished, but shows us that this is not a small thing, it's not a playing thing. When it comes to picture making, it comes to photography, etc. Therefore, we see many times in masjids, they don't allow photography, they don't allow videoing. We must be thinking to ourselves, but why? The reason is there's so many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather we be saved than we be sorry. We rather keep the spirit alive of deen, the spirit alive of shariat, than taking chance with things that are so serious. Imagine if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being present, Jibreel alayhi salam is not coming into the home, can this be a small thing? This is such a serious thing. So therefore we always choose the path of caution, the way of caution, so that we don't deprive ourselves firstly, and though we don't deprive our household members and those around us of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.